Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We've got an absolutely dynamic call lined up for you guys tonight. I know one I'm tremendously looking forward to, but before we get started, I would just like to congratulate my personal organization. In almost 14 years of being in Legal Shield, we have never surpassed the production in January, never been greater than the month of December, because December has always has been one of the biggest months for my team in 14 years. But last January, we both surpassed December's production and recruiting total, so I want to say congratulations to the entire organization. What a phenomenal job, guys. Great, great work there. But to get things started, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, a millionaire club member, a platinum executive director, a six-figure ring earner, but most important, guys, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Jeremy, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. I needed to myself out a little earlier, but I am excited, just like you are, to have our special guest speaker tonight. Before we get to them, I have announcements. Of course, during the month of January, the More Success team actually ran several different contests. The first contest, we gave away two new mini iPads. One had to deal with dealt with recruiting. The other one with sales, membership sales. And so to begin the call, I want to go straight out to Richmond, Kentucky, to the winner of the iPad in the recruiting contest, and that's Miss Stephanie Boley. Stephanie, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Stephanie. I'm so proud of you. You worked really hard, and you accomplished what you set out to do, but you got picked out of the hat today. What does that mean to you?
Well, I was absolutely just thrilled and just felt truly honored when Jeremy called me, and then I got the wonderful call from you. You know, I can only say that I am so blessed to be a part of this company, as we all are. I've really thought about it today, Randy, but I look back when I was shown this in 2008 by Roger and Peggy Wilson in Manly, all because of Jeremy and the Moore team. What a blessing this has been to my family, and I really thank God for showing me this opportunity and the Moore family and our team, and I just am so grateful to have won the iPad. That's just super exciting, and I have to say this because I made a decision in Dallas. I came down and I told Jeremy that I was going to do this. I had to, you know, put my faith in God and believe that I was going to take this to another level, and I came back home and quit my full-time job and just kind of have, you know, gone forward and just trying to bless other people, and I guess it came back to me today, so I'm just so grateful, and I'm looking forward to getting that iPad. Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations. In fact, I had it engraved today, and it'll be sent to you in the mail within the next week. Congratulations from the More Success team. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, now I want to go out to Firth, Idaho, to the winner of the other iPad, mini iPad, and it actually won in the membership sold contest, and that is Kent and Darlene, too. Kent and Darlene, are you guys on?
Yes, we are. Can you hear me?
I can, Darlene. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Randy and Ken and Jeremy. It's so exciting. We were surprised and shocked when you called, Randy, this morning, and now we're excited and anxious for our mini pad, our iPad. Anyways, we're looking forward to OKC Convention 2013 and, of course, the Moore team breakout. You know, Kent and I have been there for 11 years, and, of course, that's times two conventions, and have been greatly blessed to be part of your team. But we're consistently working our business, and we appreciate your love and concern, and we're so blessed to be part of this incredible team. And looking forward to seeing our family here in just a couple months again.
Yeah, we appreciate you very much. Again, congratulations on the new mini iPad. Again, yours will be engraved also, and we appreciate all the hard work and great job.
Thank you again.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
The second contest that we ran during the month was for the first 100 people that actually signed up for the More Success Team Breakout Session in Oklahoma City. We had a couple of drawings. The first drawing was for $100, which will be awarded at the breakout, And David and Gene Peterman from Stillwater, Oklahoma won that one. The second one was for $250 cash prize, again to be awarded at the Breakout in Oklahoma City, and that was for Ron and Jenny Kite in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, again, congratulations to those two. I also want to congratulate and recognize the top recruiters and producers on the team for January. Of course, the top five recruiters in January were Tim and Lori Meacham from California, Lisa Kimbrell from New Mexico, Shelby Englert, New Mexico, Jessica Moore from New Mexico, and Thomas Benson from New Mexico. So New Mexico was hot and heavy. We're going to be actually, Ken Moore and myself, will be in Albuquerque this month on the 15th and 16th. We're going to be doing it Super Saturday. The both of us will be out there, so we look forward to seeing all of our top recruiters. The top producers during the month of January, the top five, Mark and Leslie Udy from Utah, had 46 personal sales. Miss Stephanie Moore from Oklahoma had 51. Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Alabama had 78 personal sales. Miss Rona Unsel from Colorado had 117 personal sales. And Miss Yvette Mayle, the number one producer on our team last month from the state of Florida, had 218 personal sales. Very, very proud of them and their accomplishments. But now to introduce tonight's guest speaker and trainer, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, Platinum Four Executive Director, who continues to lead by example our More Success team now after over 30 years, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, I'm right here, Randall, to congratulate all those people. I also want to congratulate Jeremy and his team one more time for being the number one destiny team in all of Legal Shield. I tell you, it was a great job. Randy, you know, this next speaker is very dear to my heart. Been 29 years ago, sat down, visited with a gentleman. You know, I believe he's ordained of God to have brought this company and formed it. I believe God gave him the idea to help the average person. You know, he's a founder of our company. He's so many things it would be hard put for me, Randy, but I think he's a man. He sat down with presidents of the United States. He's spoken at the White House. So many compliments in his life, now doing tremendous things, even though outside of Legal Shield, like I said, the founder of our company, a personal friend, a good Christian man. It's such a great honor and a privilege and brings back so many memories and dearness to my heart. There will never be a man again in this type of business as this man is now. It's one time in a lifetime, something like this happens. And it's my honor and my privilege to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Prepaid Legal Service, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher.
Ken, thank you so much. And Randy and Jeremy, thank you so much. And Prepaid Associates, let me just tell you what an honor and a privilege it is for me to be on your call tonight and have the opportunity to talk to you. This is the first time that I've done one of these calls since I retired back in the end of December of 2010. But, you know, how Ken Moore is, he won't give up. And so I see Ken all the time and, of course, always enjoy seeing him and just really excited about having the opportunity to talk to all of you tonight of the things that we've missed. Shirley and I, this is what we've missed the most. It's just the ability to talk to you, our Prepaid associate. We knew who built Prepaid, and we know who's building it today. It's you. It's you folks that are on the phone and the folks that Randy and Jeremy were calling out your names a few minutes ago. In fact, I want to go back in a minute and recognize you again, because that's I think you need to be recognized because, again, you've gone out and you've done something that most other people are not willing to do. You've gone out and you've worked hard and you've made something happen. And, of course, you're one of the top producers and top recruiters on the Moore Success Team. I just want to tell you on behalf of Shirley and myself that we really miss you folks. We really do. I see so many names on this list that just special friends, more than, you know, you're all business associates, but you were more than business associates to us. You still are. You're a part of our family. So again, I just want to thank you for letting me be on the call tonight. And let me recognize again your top five recruiters, because, you know, recruiting is the lifeblood of your company. And of course, if you're going to build a large and a successful organization like Ken Moore has, and like many of you have on this call, you know that you're going to have to go out and you're going to have to recruit, going to bring other people in the business, and not just bring them in the business, but do the things that has made Ken Moore really an all-time success story. He's just an all-time success story in prepaid legal services, and all of you know that there's a lot of success stories at prepaid, but Ken is a person that has a servant's heart. He has a servant's attitude, and I will tell you that if you're going to be great, if you're really going to be great in prepaid, you have to have a servant's heart. I think it was Jesus himself said that I didn't come to be served, I came to serve. And that's what we all have to realize in this business. Our success is based on how much service we're willing to give to our fellow prepaid associates. And Ken Moore is one of those people that has done more training, spent more time with prepaid associates over the years than any person that I can think of in all of prepaid. So you're just so fortunate to be in his organization. I mean, number one, he knows how to do the business. But number two, he really does want to help you. He has never quit giving up or never stopped wanting to help people. And that's really the key to success at prepaid. You have to want to help people. But to your top recruiters, I see Shelby Englert out in New Mexico. Congratulations. Thomas Benson, New Mexico. Congratulations. Lisa Kimbrell, a name that I know so well and just love this couple and so proud of them. Tim and Lori Meacham out in California, the top recruiters for the entire month of January. Congratulations to you, top salespeople, Mark and Leslie Udy up in Utah. Our own Stephanie Moore right here in Oklahoma just does it month in and month out, 51 apps for the month. Jimmy Parrish, let me tell you folks, you need to recruit a lot more Jimmy Parrish. And there's a lot of folks out there a lot like Jimmy. There may not be another actual Jimmy Parrish out there, but, you know, Jimmy's a minister, he's a preacher, and again, he's somebody that already has that servant attitude, and that's so important. So, you know, talk to everybody that you know that's in the ministry. I mean, they make great prepaid associates, and most of them need to earn more money. Very few of them are earning enough money to really have a good livable income. But so, you know, if I were going to go out and look and take one group, it'd probably be the ministry. I'd probably go look for more people just like Jimmy Parrish. Now, a lot of other good folks, a lot of other occupations out there that's great recruiting. Rona Unsel, I can't recall how long Rona's been with prepaid, but she's been here a long time, and 117 apps for the month of January. What a great story. Rona has been one that has always worked on the larger groups, and I've not always encouraged people to do that, but Rona is one of those people that has the ability and she has the perseverance, because it does take real perseverance. You have to be persistent if you're going to work the large groups and if you're ever going to bring them to fruition. But she's been one of the most successful people I know at working some of the larger group accounts. And then the number one producer that for the month that goes back so far was Shirley and I, and just a very, very special friend, and that's Yvette Mayo down in Florida. 218 apps for the month of January. You know, I can't remember. I know Yvette's been here probably 30 years or more. I mean, I really can't remember when Yvette wasn't here. So it seems like she's been here ever since the day we started. But just what a special person to Shirley and I. And I'm going to close just real quickly. I'm going to recommend a book to you. I think that all the time we need to be, working on personal development. And right now, I'm fortunate now that I'm unemployed. I have some time on my hands, and I'm going back and I'm rereading a lot of the books that I've read over the years, and I'm finding a lot of things that I missed or things I'd forgotten about. And there's one that I read, and it's a book that's been around for a long time. There's some people that don't really like the book. I've had people say some bad things about it, but I think overall it's a very good book, and it has some of those basic information in it about success of about any book that I've read. And the name of it is The Science of Getting Rich. The Science of Getting Rich is by Wallace Wattles, W-A-T-T-L-E-S. You can go to Amazon. You can get it, little paperback book. It's a real easy read. But let me just tell you, read a line or two out of it to you to tell you why that I like the book so well. And as I'm developing a program right now, I'm putting together a blueprint to success that I want to start teaching here sometime in the future. And I'm certainly going to use some of this information. But here's what it says it takes to get rich. And this is all it takes to get rich. Give every man more in use value than you take from him in cash value. Give every person more in use value than you take in cash value. Well, the prepaid membership is the very best example that I can think of that fits that just perfectly. Every time you place that membership, yes, you get a commission, you get a nice commission. But let me tell you, that member gets the best end of the deal. They get more in use value than you get in cash value. And you want to keep that in your mind, that you have a real advantage out of it. You have a seller's edge in that you have a product that allows you to give people more in use value than they give in cash value. But that's just one of the many things that you're going to find in this book. And it says that when you do this, when you give them more in use value than cash value, then you're adding to the life of the world by every business transaction. So every transaction that a prepaid associate does, they're really adding to the business of the world and adding in a very positive way. Folks, we still appreciate you so much. We always appreciate it. You're the ones that made it happen. It's a great success story of prepaid legal services. You're a part of it. You're a very important part of it. And I just want to encourage you to keep going, keep doing, keep recruiting, and keep telling the prepaid story. Ken Moore, Randy, Jeremy. And Jeremy, congratulations. Congratulations to you and your team, you and Stephanie, on being the number one Destiny Now team. And I understand that's the number one team, not just on the More Success team, but in all of prepaid. And Shirley and I are just so proud of you and Stephanie. We watched you when you started as just a couple of youngsters. We watched you grow up in the business and mature. And just like everyone else, we're just so proud of you. Ken Moore, thank you for having me on the call.
Well, Harlan, we thank you for being on the call tonight. And I think you would say, as you always have, that if any young person was starting out today, they couldn't find a better career than what we're doing right now. Would you not say that, Harlan?
That's correct, Ken.
I remember when you sat me down once and I talked about going back and getting a degree or something in college, and you told me, said, if you'll let me mentor you and do what I say, I'll see that you make more money than any college profession in the state of Oklahoma. And I did, and you did, and I do. So it's been great. We just love you and Shirley to pieces, and everything goes right. Well, we'll see you in church Sunday, but thank you for being on the call. It's been quite an honor. These people have been waiting a long time to hear from you again, because as you know how I feel about you, so do these people on the call. Thank you, Harlan. Tell Shirley good night.
All right, Ken. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Randy?
That was great having Mr. Stonesifer on tonight, and since we mentioned the Destiny Now contest, I do want to go ahead and give some more recognition to some of our other associates, because Mr. Chris Hughes' team actually is at number 32 during the month of January. They had 148 points. Kyle and Lisa Kimbrell, they were number 20 in the entire company with 168 points. And then Linda Bowden and Alex Gardner, they were number 13 in the entire company with 213 points. Jeremy and Stephanie, like we mentioned earlier, rose all the way to the top during the month of January. Of course, this contest is definitely not over, but they actually won number one in the entire company with 305 points. Not only were they number one, but they beat the second team, place team now for by 35 points. So we're very, very proud of them, and I want to give recognition to their team members, which are, they call themselves Team J&S Moore, Barbara and Manley Wilson, Miss Crystal Mulville, Gennaro Sanchez, Guy Berry, Miss Janet Wilson, of course, Jeremy and Stephanie Moore, Jim and Kay Holiday, Joe Dan Watson, Lynn Taylor, Martha and Wesley Doss, Nick Randall, Ronald and Laura Watson, Samuel and Stephanie Boley. Of course, Stephanie won the mini iPad, and Sherry and Thomas Branda. So we're very, very proud of them and their team leading the entire company, not just our team, but the entire company. Very, very proud of that. Of course, the winner of the Destiny Now contest on our More Success team at our breakout session is going to receive a $500 cash bonus. So they're way well on their way, and, of course, all the team members will be getting free tickets at the More Success Team Breakout. And when I'm talking about the breakout, make sure everyone goes to moresuccessteam.com, get pre-registered for that event. There's only going to be one international convention per year now with Legal Shield. That will be when we go to Oklahoma City. So make sure that you get registered for that, for the breakout session. And the top recruiter on our More Success Team actually will be getting a $500 cash bonus for that. We're very, very excited about that. There's a lot of competition for that money. That'll be given out at the breakout. The breakout's a great time for a lot of recognition. We do lots of tons and tons of recognition on our team during the breakout session. And Mr. Alan Fernley will actually be a guest speaker at our breakout session this year. So you want to make sure and get everyone that you can. It'll be on Friday in between the two sessions, actually, at the convention. So that's when our breakout will be. And we're pulling all the top recruiters and producers, the people that open the most groups, and several different categories today for 2012. So we'll be announcing that, of course, giving out all the awards during the breakout session. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you. Do we have Mr. Ken Moore on, or we lose him?
I was talking with him muted, Randy, as usual. So someone wants to talk about the deal, Randy, on the recruiting, about the $75 when you recruit someone?
Jeremy, do you have that in front of you?
I don't have it on
my computer, and my computer is down, Mr. Moore.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Jeremy. I don't know if your dad can hear you, but I can hear you.
Okay. What a great promotion the company's doing for us this month. Anyone in their Fast Start qualification window, they could be somebody you recruited a couple of weeks ago, as long as they're still within their Fast Start qualification window. If they'll recruit one new Fast Start associate with a brand new legal plan, Legal Shield will rebate them $75. So they paid $129 to get the business, but if they go out and recruit one new Fast Start associate with a legal plan, with a brand new legal plan, Legal Shield will reimburse them $75. So, what an awesome way to really carry the momentum we created through January, right through the great month of February, by just simply helping our new team members recruit one new associate with a membership and being reimbursed $75, so actually getting business for half price. So what a phenomenal promotion the company's doing for us, guys. I really hope we get behind it, embrace it, and watch all of our businesses grow. I would like to say one quick note. Congratulate Barbara and Manley Wilson for becoming executive directors. They're on our Destiny Now team. They're executive director. Sherry Brandon made executive director. Stephanie Moore made executive director. Just want to congratulate those three individuals for really embracing the spirit of the contest and really watching their businesses really take it to the next level. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you guys.
Well, Jeremy, let me ask you.
I got one quick announcement. Tim and Lori Meacham actually texted me. They're actually Tim and Lori Shock. I apologize for that, but I announced them as Meacham, but it is Tim and Lori Shock. So great job there. Now I want to go up to Edmond, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, $250,000 ring earner. Of course, she's a Millionaire Club member, went with Legal Shield now for well over 20 years, and that is Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I am, Randy. I really am.
Well, it's great to hear from Mr. Stonecipher tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. You know, I missed so much hearing from Harlan Stonecipher. I just sat there and I thought, boy, I could just sit at his feet. I just remember being brand new in the business and listening to him, and I'm still awed. And I've got to tell everybody, I don't even know how to tell you because it's going to sound so strange for this to come out of my mouth right now. But this morning, and this has got to be prophetic, so maybe everybody take this as being a sign. But this morning, I was listening to something, you know, for all of you out there probably know that I listen to different books and things every day, and, you know, while I'm getting ready in the morning. In the morning, this morning, I wrote down the title of a book that I thought, you know what, I need to get this book and I need to read this book. And the name of the book is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Bottles. How crazy is that?
That's fantastic.
That's the book that Harlan was just talking about. And I mean, honestly, about fell right out of my chair. I said, I just wrote this down, and I ran into my bathroom, and I looked into the book that I was looking at, and I thought, there it is. So everybody go out and get that book. It's got to be good. But, and so anyhow, what a great call, and just, what an amazing future we all have. You know, for those of us that are on the line tonight, I mean, I think it just goes without saying, for all the people that are out there working, for all the people that are out there recruiting and writing business, and, you know, for those of us that have been in the trenches for a long time or even a short amount of time, if you're in motion right now, if you're in action, if you're recruiting, if you're writing sales, you know, if you're doing the group business, if you're doing one-on-ones, whatever you're doing, now's the time to do it and do it and do it and do it until. Just keep on going. And everybody in this line are going to be big winners. And I want to tell Jeremy, call out Jeremy. Jeremy, beat Brian. You guys have got to win that contest. I love it. It's awesome. So maybe that will get you rolling. So anyhow, that's all I have to say.
Well, Linda, it's always nice to have you on the call. You always energize everyone. But as you and I know that and most people on this call, if they haven't heard Harlan, I hope there's some new people hadn't, that I really mean it when I think he's ordained of God to have brought this product to the world. And it's certainly been, in all the lives that I know he's touched, it's been a great thing. But we have a lot of new people on the line tonight that their future is just as bright or is a lot brighter than ours was because they have so much fantastic thing going on. Randy, do you have anything else to say? I guess he's muted
No.
Well, remember, next Monday night we're going to have Tobin Perkins with the Business Association talking about some ways to help us recruit to go with what we already have. I know I have Tony Barkley down there in South Carolina just recruiting, like going out, have people all over. But I want to say to each one of you on the call tonight, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the team, whether you sold one or you sold 101, or you recruited one or you recruited three or you recruited four. Every puzzle has so many pieces. It's never complete till all the pieces go into effect. And there was hundreds of you on the call tonight. And know that you feel as I do, God first and family second and Legal Shield third. But we are a family. Each one is a family together. We make up, no matter what our race or creed is, we make up the more success team. This could be our year. We had a good year last year, and it picked up as things went along. Had a great January, beat last January. Looking for this February to beat last February. But we can only do it by commitment and setting down and redefining our goals for each one individually. And I think we need to be established within our own minds, within our own families, what our real goals are, why we're really in the business. And if we want something, What are we going to do to get that something? What are we going to do to help our family get that next vacation? What are we going to do to help our children have a college education? I think we need to think all of those things, put them down, put some action together, get someone to make you accountable each and every week. I've had some people calling me lately saying, will you call me? Will you hold my nose to the grindstone? Well, so many words of that. Let's all work together to help each other. May God continue to bless you. And again, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Listen for you next Monday night. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.